My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, Brock.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Bill O'Brien, who wins more games this season, you or the Patriots?
I sit here in preparation for this interview, and I'm like, I know Hill's going to ask me something like that. Just nothing doubt. I am not going down that road.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
They're handing out $200 citations to drivers not stopping for a pedestrian in the crosswalk.
See, I don't like this. This tickles my fanny. I don't like this one bit.
That's not the expression, but I like it better.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Good morning in Spanish is buenos what?
Mañana.
You took Spanish for like 3 years.
Buenos mañanas.
At Boston College, you took it for 3 years.
3 years of PC and in high school.
And accompanied by...
The real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Being a on the rise.
Holy guacamole.
Now...
It's sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Yeah. Greg Hill!
Yeah.
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
We'll be right back.
everybody.
Happy Friday.
What up?
Yes, it's Friday.
Yes.
Finally. Finally Friday. And hello and good morning to those of you who have to go to work this morning because you followed Shime's betting advice last night.
I mean, 500 on the night. It is what it is. Right. It happens. And I missed it by a toe.
That's a good one.
I knew Shime was going to do this, and it's perfect.
What? Yeah. I lost a couple. I won a couple.
No. missed it by a toe. So one of the bets you had was over under Pacheco, 14.5 rush attempts.
Yeah, that hit.
How many did he have?
15.
So you got that by a hair.
Nope, by full rush.
No, it's a half.
I will give Shime credit because this morning I'm like, damn, that touchdown turnover. And he was like, nope, it was the right call. So he is not.
It was the right call. I mean, honestly, season could not have started with a better football game.
Very good game.
Honestly, for us and those who are up right now, I wish it could have started on time last night, but.
God, please.
Never again. But both of those, I mean, I'm guessing both of those teams are back when it comes to the playoffs.
Oh, man.
So I told you,
I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Just not doing it. Now it seems like he's got a few more weapons to play around with. I probably, even though I wasn't super focused into it, I think Taylor Swift is going to get on our nerves.
She is on your nerves.
Oh my God! How many times?
It wasn't that bad.
It was not that bad.
No, they showed her a lot.
They didn't show her until the end of the first quarter.
Yes,
I feel like last night.
I thought they showed her right at the beginning.
Well, no,
of
in
the game.
They showed her walking in. But they always do that. But during the game, I'm saying during the game,
you didn't really see her up in the box until the end of the first quarter.
I think they showed her once.
And it was quicker. It was quicker than last year. They showed her for a second, and then they moved away. She looked good, though.
Okay.
Miss Girl showed up to make a statement. She said, F all y'all that they were breaking up.
She had the thigh-high boots on.
Damn, she looked good. A denim Canadian tuxedo.
I mean,
in those boots.
Maybe she looked good because 50 million people were going to be watching.
Well, yeah, but she showed up before very casual, very cool. Yeah. This one was a statement.
That's what you call Daisy Dukes, a Canadian tux?
Well, Canadian tux is jean on top and bottom.
Oh, okay. Did not know that.
There was far more discussion of Taylor Swift than there was of Rashi Rice avoiding suspension.
Hey, he looked good.
Once again, it's just so amazing, Greg. Like, we just had, you know, the Celtics won in June, right? So you had June to July, July to August of ripping everything about the Celtics. The road was simple. Everybody got hurt. Jalen and Jason hate each other. Team USA, Nike, whatever. The Chiefs have won back-to-back championships, and they continue to have issue after issue after issue from the top on down with the coach's son nearly killing a 4-year-old girl, getting his sentence commuted, never brought up. You have the dogfighting guy. You have Rashi Rice.
Yeah.
You have all of these things, and it's literally never discussed.
Well, the Rashi Rice thing was mentioned briefly, and essentially the way they said it, they're like, well, he was in a fender bender, and it won't be adjudicated until the Super Bowl's over, is why it's essentially so. NFL can't rule on it until the Super Bowl is
over. Well, no, they said the NFL is going to rule on it
end of December.
After the court played out in the courts.
Yes. Right, which is something. They always wait for the courts to decide, as we know with the NFL. And also, Chris Collinsworth famously said, look me in the eye to Tom Brady about deflating footballs. He was outraged. Yet everything with the Chiefs, it's literally like nothing matters. It's just the most shocking thing. Like Michael Jordan in the 90s, he was ripped often for his betting, for his gambling. He was in Atlantic City. All of that stuff was part of the story. For whatever reason, the Chiefs, it's never discussed.
Also, are they going to be calling 75 illegal procedure penalties in every game this season?
Wow.
They just magically stopped in the second half, too. Did you notice that? As soon as this game started to get tight, they're like, yeah, we're just not going to call this anymore.
I mean,
it was so aggravating.
So dumb.
I mean, I felt like they were picking nits last night, Sean.
Oh, yes.
They absolutely were. Sean Hockley needs to go to Brazil or something. Get him off my TV.
I mean, if I was Hobb, I would have been pissed too because seemed like it was only going against Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, the first quarter, the first three or four series that Baltimore had, they called the first series they could have called
four times.
They could have called four of them, And then the Chiefs were doing the exact, lining up the exact same way.
And Taylor was jumping offside or false starting every single time.
It was ridiculous.
And the thing about that call is, like, even kind of Collinsworth said it on the broadcast. Like, he didn't really, he explained it, but it wasn't, like, really explained great because he's showing the tackle's head's got to be at the belt buckle of the center. But when you look down the line of scrimmage, it was like, I didn't even notice that. And they kept calling it and calling. I was like, this is the dumbest thing ever.
It's ridiculous.
This was so stupid.
It is ridiculous.
But didn't you kind of enjoy seeing John Harbaugh have the same face he had in the divisional playoff against the Patriots where he was bitching about the eligible, ineligible guys? Like, I don't love the Ravens, but I like seeing Harbaugh get pissed. Yeah.
Well, I also enjoyed when Spagnuolo called the timeout and Andy.
That he's not allowed to do that.
He's not allowed to do it. But then Andy Reid was harumphing at him in a way in which Andy Reid only can. So
he's not allowed to do that, and they just don't get a 15-yard penalty for it. It's kind of nice when you're the Chiefs.
I will give it to you though, Lamar Jackson. Whatever he did off-season wise, he seems like he's faster than he was.
Yeah,
and I. Having a mobile quarterback like that who can scramble his way to a first down, scramble his way to throw a long pass on a first down like they did in that first series last night
plays alive.
It's such a benefit.
Both of them.
It is. Yeah.
Both of them, you know.
But I think Lamar Jackson is better at that than Patrick Mahomes is.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Definitely running the football. It's like, night and day.
Yeah.
But even like Patrick Mahomes had a couple nice plays where he was able to get out of the pocket. He hit Travis Kelce on a deep route. But when you have a quarterback like that, and I know when we had Minko on and Mayo, that was my lead yesterday, the quarterback's ability to extend plays and keep things going. You saw it last night with those two. I mean, the best in the business, being able to keep plays and just...
Well, Chiefs are trying to three-peat, and they get off to a good start and win it in the final moments of that game because of the refs. Shime says it's legit, so we won't complain about it. Here's Ben. Ben, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. I was just wondering if you saw the pregame interview with Mahomes where Taylor Swift is actually making some plays for him and they might even use one.
Yes, well, we talked about that on the show earlier this week. In fact, it was my lead at one point. I don't know if they ended up using any of said plays last night.
No.
We'll find out.
Believe me, we'll know once they do.
They didn't, because that was never going to be a real thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
But you all fell for it.
You might. I'm leaning in the direction of another Swift adjacent related lead this morning, if you want.
Every time I do one, all Courtney talks about is Taylor Swift.
That's the only
reason she likes football.
Maybe I won't do that.
No, I do like feisty Courtney because she sounds like me talking about Brady when it's Taylor Swift, and it's very fun.
Any Courtney bombs coming on the show this morning?
Hey, how about that? A-plus, Courtney.
Thank you.
I did.
Ken really had me nervous after. I'm like, I have a good source.
All right.
Like, the source is good. And then some people were like, name your source. Well, that's the whole reason that you have a source.
Would you be willing to go to jail so as to not name a source like many legendary journalists have?
Ride it, die.
Especially this one.
We don't have time for this, but how long would those of you who work on this show and the audience believe that Courtney would survive in jail? I would say
it wouldn't be long.
I've
seen a few episodes of Orange is the New Black, and I actually think I would be okay.
That's a great way to do it.
So. Yeah.
You might be a prize in there. Because, see, you don't have,
what
like...
What does that mean?
If it's Wiggy, I think you know.
If you ever watched the show 60 Days In...
No.
Where they put people, regular people, in jail to see if they can make it through 60 days, you don't have, like, junkie vibe. Like, you don't have that look like, ooh, God, she's been on the streets. You come in, you're going to be attractive, so you're going to be a prize in there.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to be...
Trophy. You know how they end up in some prisons, they make prison wine?
Yes.
Courtney would be trying to figure out how to make prison Botox.
That is true.
Courtney would be prison Pinteresting.
Yeah.
I'd be like, so how do I decorate my cell? Like, what? comforter.
You know how Ty called us yesterday and said, like, all guys are like, she's a smoke show?
Yeah.
You would be, like, top of the line in there. They would be. The biggest one would be like, listen, you come with me, you ain't got to worry about nothing.
Okay, well, that would be nice.
I don't think I need to point this out, but my guy Wiggs can turn any discussion into a plot for a porno.
No, I'm giving you prison politics. We're talking prison politics here.
Don't drop the soap.
She, Courtney, don't have to worry about that. She's going to be protected because she's going to look the part where, you know, she don't look beat up. Not like you've been on the streets a long time. So you're going to be a very, very high commodity when it comes to, you know, the tougher women in there are going to be looking to take you under their wing.
If I was just, if I was protecting a source, wouldn't I be going to, like, the Martha Stewart jail? Like, if Martha Stewart can survive, I think I can.
You could probably survive.
Greg, how long were you in the Clinton jail?
It was probably a good 2 hours.
Oh,
or so.
So I've spent the most time in jail of all of us.
Yeah, how long were you in jail for?
12 hours.
Internationally,
That's a long time, too.
Wow. One of them fools got to know he going to jail.
And locked up abroad.
Yeah, there's a show about that, too.
Yeah, that's
tough over there.
The best part was returning to the hotel, seeing all my friends playing water volleyball.
He'll spend a night in jail for sure.
But I don't believe any denial from the Fenway Sports Group yesterday on your Courtney bomb on this show that they are a finalist when it comes to those who could purchase the Celtics.
I also think I did cover myself to make sure that to say it was Sam Kennedy. So Fenway Sports Group was not implicitly
involved,
but
Yeah, but 1 + 1 = 2.
I know, but then I bring up the PGA thing. So if it's a different group that Sam is putting together, but he is the
If he were putting together a separate group or something, then he could theoretically, I guess, be leaving the Fenway Sports Group, and I don't know.
Which would also be a bomb, I guess.
I guess I would say, does Sam just know billionaires like that where he can have a whole different group?
Well, Greg
does.
I mean, it certainly is helpful to, if you know a billionaire, then they have all the things and you don't have to pay for any of them.
Well, by the time we hit 3 o'clock yesterday and there was crickets from the Red Sox, you knew it was not something that they could just deny immediately.
Yes, yes. Well done, Courtney.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
A lot to get to this morning. Our leads coming up in 10 minutes. They said it at 7. That is a back and forth on what they said yesterday. And we will definitely discuss what Aaron Rodgers said he expects from himself this season, which in my mind demonstrates his massive fascination with himself. And then the news with Courtney coming up at around 7. What time is Jelani Tavai? 7:30 this morning?
Yep.
Okay, so Jelani Tavai, New England Patriots linebacker, 7:30. News with Courtney at 7:45. An interstate pizza war has broken out, and one of our New England neighbor states is under direct attack. Mm. So we will discuss that during the news. I have arranged for a mystery guest on the program at 9 this morning.
Should be interesting.
So
in person?
No.
All right.
The individual is calling in at 9 on this morning show.
Is it Olivia Culpo to double down about Eamon?
It is not.
Can we get a hint or a tease?
Ooh. They from Fall River?
No. You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
No. I just said it so we could hear that drop.
It is an individual who spent a short but impactful time here in this city in the early part or the mid. I don't want to give the year.
Jeff Rickard.
But it is not our former short tenured program director, Jeff Rickard, who I believe has gone on to success in smaller market.
Mm-hmm. Elliot's Wolf decision.
Between 2010 and 2018.
Right.
That this individual was here.
All right.
That's all I can say right now. I will piecemeal, as the saying goes, some clues throughout the morning, and then
who will be the most excited?
Curtis.
All right.
I think Curtis will be the most excited. But something that Wiggy has been raging about
My dad?
In his, in something that Wiggy has gone back to from time to time during his leads could be answered by this individual when it comes to a question that you have.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And then back on the show, because it's football season, Nick Kostos and No Sweat Bets at 9:30 on this morning show. So all of that coming up right now, though, with an update on what is trending first thing this morning. Here is Courtney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Can I just... Every day I come in here and my appearance is criticized.
Uh-oh.
It's the caller.
This collar falls in this way. What am I supposed to do?
It's, pop your collar.
You need to like starch it or something.
Starch it?
Yeah.
I don't have time. I barely have time to wash things.
He has enough starch in his life.
But it needs like it is lying really flat.
Okay.
It looks better now.
I'm pulling my collar up a little bit.
You're popping your collar.
I'm fluffing it.
All right.
I need a collar fluffer. If anybody is out there who would be willing to come in and fluff for this show. And how is the hair? Does it look better than Travis Swift's hair looked last night?
Oh, man.
I kind of liked it.
You liked it?
And I kind of liked the handlebar mustache.
My wife said, hey, listen, we lost another one, she said. She said she got to find a new white guy. Travis, his hood pass has been revoked.
It has, yeah.
He went from, okay, he can come into the neighborhood, hang. Now he's like completely, he is Travis. I don't know what
he looks like. He should be a plumber in a Nintendo
video
game.
I don't know where he went from.
I thought he looked handsome.
His barber did him dirty in advance of that game last night.
It's a Travis Kelce. Yeah.
He went from hanging out with the brothers and listening to Rich Homie Quan. Like, dang. He is listening to Garth Brooks.
Are we getting
R.I.P., homie?
Are we? I don't think we've ever done it on the show, but would you be willing to offer at some point this morning an audio eulogy for Rich Homie Quan?
I mean, he's got some bangers.
Okay. Curtis, you're a big Rich Homie Quan fan, if I remember correctly.
My mic is off. I'm still in mourning.
Okay.
I've lost Pudge and him. I don't know his name, but it's rough.
Trending now, brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Chiefs win the first game of the NFL season after a wild final play that saw Lamar Jackson find Isaiah Likely in the back of the end zone for what looked like a possible TD quickly. But no, it was overturned over Likely's toe, just a hair out. Final score 27-20. Patrick Mahomes completed 20 of 28 passes for 291 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Lamar Jackson completed 26 of 41 for 273 yards and a touchdown.
Another local kid doing well, Isaiah Likely from Malden, went to Everett High School.
Yep.
And those guys are going to be going to BC in the future, Wiggs. You wait.
Yep.
Another matchup tonight, this time in Brazil. Packers and Eagles facing off at 8:15. And your pass will be in Cincinnati at 1 on Sunday. We'll talk with Jelani Tavai on this Patriots Friday at 7:30. The Sox back in action tonight, 7:10 first pitch against the White Sox. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Great start. 23 in the Twitch chat with the best Travis Kelce reference, Uncle Rico. That's exactly what he looks
like. Yeah, he does.
60
looks
degrees.
Like he can throw it over the mountains.
He gone.
Napoleon Dynamite is not on the Borat level, but such a funny movie.
It is, Curtis. It really is.
Did you realize, little Napoleon Dynamite trivia, what's his friend's name? The kid?
Vote for Pedro.
Pedro.
You know Pedro, there was a twin? You know he's a twin, brother?
In real life?
Really? Yep, in real life.
Did they play a Parent Trap situation?
Yeah, come on the set and they wouldn't know the difference.
Really? So is it really played by two people?
No, but he would come on the set. They bust balls a little bit. I didn't realize that. And an actual twin.
Eat your tater tots, Tina.
You know Lindsay Lohan is not a twin from The Parent Trap? She played both characters.
I don't think I've seen The Parent Trap. Yeah.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, though, they are twins.
They are twins. Yeah.
And the Red Sox are going to get eliminated by the twins. afternoon high of 75.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see. Painted faces fill the places I can't reach. You know that I can use somebody. You know that I can use somebody. Someone like.
A better Friday song out there. Love it.
Song slaps.
Happy Friday. Patriots Friday, no less. And we will talk with Jelani Tavai, Patriots linebacker, at 7:30 on this morning show.
I was thinking of going to Nantucket this weekend and just hanging around where you guys are.
Listen.
Just say like, hey, how's the rehearsal?
I'm looking forward to it. Courtney and I both invited to the same wedding this weekend. And hello, and good luck. And congratulations to my long-term, really good friend, Will Spring, and his bride-to-be, Sam, who are getting married this weekend. So,
and they kicked things off last night, and let me tell you, Sam looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, they're glowing, so I'm very excited.
It's no surprise, because I have learned that in order to go to a wedding, you need to get new shoes, five new dresses, your nails done.
Yep.
You need to get a fake baked tan. What you guys do to get ready for a wedding is absolutely insane.
Well, yeah. You know, another reason girls get their nails done.
For other girls.
Nope.
Oh. DMs and I had a long conversation last night over text because there was a bit of a wardrobe meltdown, if I could call it that.
Oh, it was a meltdown. I mean, I've never seen, I don't understand how commerce works for women in America. They buy 73 different dresses, have them all shipped to them. And then they return them all because they don't like the way they look in them. I don't. How do companies function in this economy?
Yeah, in this economy, they have to budget for that. They can't.
What's the dress code like for the women at the wedding? Wedding party people
in this economy.
In this economy, Wiggy,
they frown on Old Navy
dress.
It's just there are several events for the weekend wedding, and each one is a different thing.
Is Nantucket, like outside of Hawaii or the moon, the most expensive place to get married?
No, it's very affordable. But I'm excited. There are a few things that...
Oh, don't throw that out. That's a $70 chicken satay.
It's the end of summer, so at some point this weekend, it'll be the last watermelon cream for me at the juice bar, and probably be the last breakfast tomorrow morning at Island Kitchen, and
the last crewcumber maybe tonight at Crew.
Right. Oh my God, the drinks sound so pompous.
Delicious.
Oh, is that like a cucumber flavored alcoholic beverage?
Yes. Nothing gets past you.
I love cucumber flavored drinks, so I'm in.
You would love the crewcumber, honestly. Available only at Crew.
Yeah,
right.
That's Crew with a U.
Well, I guess I'll never go there. And... But...
I got waitlisted at Crew,
and so it's a delicious drink. It really is.
Where are you guys staying tonight? You staying at like Hyannis and boating over for the day?
Can't wait to get over there. It's my favorite place, and so looking forward to the wedding.
Ball till you fall.
And Will is every day longtime listener of this show, and a former Bentley football player and Bentley grad. And so
I wish
the two of them a lot of love.
Welcome to the club.
Looking forward to it.
And who can forget when Wiggy told I Am Zombie what his best advice for a sustainable marriage, other than not going to bed angry.
Yep. You heard from the elementary school teachers. Bingo. Now listen to the professor at Harvard.
Simple, I got you. Yes.
Simple thing. Never, ever go to bed mad. There you go. Great advice.
That was all time.
I was once told that before.
Yep.
And heads up to Will and to Sam. You should be expecting an extraordinary gift from me within the next 3 to 5 years.
There you go.
We've already packed ours.
All right. So you bring it down. Okay.
We're going to bring it. Yep.
All right.
I will be getting you your wedding gift sometime within the next 12 to 16 months. Just a heads up for you and Santo.
If they're listening, please turn it off at this point, because Santo has a new favorite gift to give a wedding couple.
Is it a cummerbund?
Nope.
Oh.
We give them a check, but he likes a gurgling cod.
The hell is that? What?
You don't know what the gurgling cod is?
I have no idea.
Is that like the talking fish you put on the wall?
No, oh, man. It's a traditional, it could not be more
pretentious.
More pretentious. No. Yankee. Wow. Than that.
Pretentious.
Oh, they sell it at Shreve Crump and Lowe.
That's where you get them.
What the hell is it?
It's like a porcelain.
Shreve Crump and Lowe sounds like a law firm.
Jeez, you are it's a definition of basic. Go ahead.
No surprise here, Wiggy. It's white.
It's WPS all day.
Comes in many colors.
It's a white porcelain fish.
Okay.
And you put water in it, and when you turn it to pour the water out, it gurgles.
It's
what?
Sato finds it hilarious.
Yes, he does.
So, yeah.
Just get him the singing fish that he can put on his wall.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at these. They're $100, and they look like they can get it for $3.
Jesus.
What name? Sandro. I'm going to have to talk to him.
What the hell is that?
Also, gurgling cod.
Gurgling cod.
The theme. The planned theme of Courtney's next bathroom photo shoot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
That is the gurgling cod.
I've never even seen one.
Yeah. They're cool.
What's cool about... I love Santo. I'm not
kidding. No, it's good. And it comes in all different colors.
Gurgling cod.
Yeah.
Go get one for like $20.
It's a tradition.
Where?
I don't know. We got one, so now he's getting people.
I think the cod is the official. I think it's the official fish of Boston
of the white man
of the white man. You know what cod? You know what kind of fish cod is, Wiggy?
No, but I know my wife likes cod.
Does anybody know on the show what cod is?
It's a white fish.
But what does it stand for?
Call of Duty.
Nobody knows?
No.
Call of Duty. What? Child of divorce.
You don't know?
No.
What?
No.
What a cod is? It's a fish.
Huh?
It's a fish.
But what does it stand for? I can't believe.
I don't know.
This is why it's beneficial having me here.
Please.
At my advanced
Crown
age.
Of the Deep.
Huh?
Crown of the Deep.
No. It can be. When you order cod, you're not getting a specific kind of fish. Mm. Did you know that?
Didn't.
No.
You had no idea?
No.
Oh. Cod stands for catch of the day. So it can be any kind of fish that they are throwing
Is that true?
On your plate.
That's no way that there's that.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
So
that's
it could be a catfish.
It could be anything. Wow. It could be anything that they are throwing on your plate.
That is not accurate.
Yes, it is.
I'm looking it up right now. There's Atlantic cod.
No. It is
cod is an extremely heart-healthy food choice packed with omega-3 fatty acids.
Are you in the Twitch chat? Look at it. It is the catch of the day. That's exactly what it is.
Well, I'm sure that could also stand for catch of the day, but there is a fish called cod.
Mm-hmm.
I just Googled it. I'm wrong. Pacific cod, rock cod, blue cod.
Right, catch of the day from the Pacific Ocean. That's what that means.
I've never ordered a cod and not have it be a white fish.
Yeah, cod is a specific kind of fish.
It's not a species of fish.
Okay.
Has anybody here ever ordered a cod and have seen a tuna come at the plate?
Who will be the expert who can? No, you can't be tuna.
A fish. It could be a catch of the day.
Greg, I'm looking at it now.
It could be halibut. It could be anything like that.
According to AI, yes, cod is a type of fish. Classification: cod is a member of the Gadidae fish family, which is primarily marine but has one freshwater member. There is three main species of cod: Atlantic, Pacific, and Greenland.
Some people in the Twitch chat are saying that both are true.
Okay.
Who would you use? Who could we use as an expert to prove this right or wrong?
Jackson.
AI.
Big Cracks.
No, not Jackson.
You have a friend who fishes a lot?
Yeah.
Who?
We need like a chef or something.
Who are you talking about?
No, you can do Brian.
Glash?
Yeah.
I mean,
you need a chef, like somebody who knows the food.
Schlau? Like Michael Schlau?
Yeah, like that. Because if it can't, it's got to be.
Glash goes on like day long fishing trips. So I think he would know.
Right. But a chef would know, because if it is the catch of the day, that means serving
it. We literally just found the answer.
Listen, Curtis, I don't eat seafood, but this is new to me.
Have you ever ordered a cod and not have it taste the exact same way?
And wouldn't the gurgling cod be all different types of fish?
Right. Good point. Thank you, Santo.
This is Joey, and he is a chef. Hello, Joey.
Yeah, what's up? Hey. Yeah, I've been a chef for about 25 years. Cod is definitely a type of fish. If you order scrod at a restaurant, that could either be haddock or cod, but cod itself is definitely a fish.
No.
They can't give you a catch of the day.
No.
Because people are allergic to different type of fish. They would have to know what kind of fish they were eating. They're not just going to give you a random piece of fish. Yeah, that's absolutely insane.
Shout out to Joey.
Like, no, also, no disrespect, but working the fryolator at McDonald's does not make you a chef.
Greg, I want to get you.
I'm an executive chef.
There you go. Okay.
Tell him, don't let him bully
you. Get him, Joey. Get him, Joey.
I'm going to send it to you today at your echelon. I can order at Captain Martin's a cod loin, which... I don't know how you could order a fish that's just any fish that they have, but you can order it right now.
Catch of the day. Did not know that, Greg. Appreciate the insight.
You're welcome, Wiggy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I prefer child of divorce.
Any kind. Are you a child of divorce?
I am.
Oh, has that affected you at all?
A little. It did at the time. Not any longer, okay. Actually. Mm. It's better that way.
Shime's bleeding his heartstrings out here.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sean. What,
how did you deal with it? Did you just go to your room and play video games?
No, I went and got drunk.
Oh.
I was 21 always, when it happened.
Oh, it was a later on in life thing.
That's always worked for me.
Yeah, that's different.
All right. Well, we're going to figure out which lead is the catch of the day coming up. coming up next. So we will finally get to this morning's leads from everybody coming right up next. I get it, Sean. Oh, yeah. That is Led Zeppelin, and the song is called...
Something is up in the ocean right now.
No, it's just called The Ocean, not Something is Up in the Ocean.
Something is.
But before we get to the leads, which we may never get to this morning, just a warning, this is Sammy from Rhode Island, and I believe Sammy's family owns a fish market. Is that correct, Sammy?
It's actually Tammy, and they owned... They own three different restaurants in Rhode Island and served fish and chips. And that is the story my dad would tell everyone.
What?
Fish and chips is cod.
Yeah.
And it was the catch of the day.
Thank you.
Whatever the white fish was.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dunking on all of you. Dunk from Tammy or Sammy, as Jackson calls
Well, that's not fair. We have one vote for either side from people who consider themselves professionals.
And not to tell Tammy or Sammy that she's wrong, but you could get cod as the fish and chips fish, but it could also be other whitefish. I think it's backwards.
All right.
So you would never get deep fried tuna, but you would get cod or haddock or something else that would be the fish that they would fry, because when it's a fried fish, if it's fresh, it's not that relevant to what type it is as long as it's a light whitefish.
I have been saving this evidentiary point, but I'll get to it right now. When this region, Curtis, was settled, in the 1600s or 1700s, what have. And they identified a portion of the land which went out into the ocean in an elbow form. The settlers decided to call it Cape Catch of the Day.
Exactly.
And if that doesn't prove my point right there, I don't know what else would. Okay? They had no idea at that point what cod was.
That's not true. They knew exactly what it was.
Nope.
According to Encyclopedia Britannica, an English explorer, Bartholomew Gosnold, named Cape Cod because of, quote, a great store of codfish, end quote.
Right. He meant catch of the day fish. That's clearly what he meant.
And you know what? I'd like to just randomly defend Courtney here.
Uh-huh.
Whenever Courtney makes a mistake, which we all make often, everybody attacks Boston College. Why doesn't anybody attack Neshoba Regional?
Well, because he didn't finish there.
Well, I didn't graduate from there.
Right. Well, you got the senior year.
Clearly they did something right.
I didn't even graduate from high school.
Graduate.
This is Tyler from Rhode Island. Hello, Tyler.
Morning, guys. So I actually used to work at the Matunuck Oyster Bar for 4 years,
yes.
So I have a little bit of experience seafood. Cod is a type of fish. It wouldn't stand for catch of the day. That would be the special. Because if you ask for the cod, you're going to get the actual cod dish. You wouldn't get whatever the actual special of the day is, whether it's halibut or snapper or something like that. You would have to specifically ask for that particular fish, not just cod.
I will say this. It's possible I'm wrong. All right. Let's move on.
That's a first.
Let's move on.
Did you know if you change your name to Subway, you get free subs for life?
Coming up, we'll get to They Said It, and we'll discuss what Aaron Rodgers said he expects from himself this season, which demonstrates his massive fascination with himself. But before that, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Great game last night. Your lead this morning?
Yeah, my lead is specifically about that game, Greg. It is tremendous that football is back. Last night's game was exactly what you want. The team that was trailing by less than by one possession had the ball driving down the field with under 2 minutes left in the game. It was perfect peak drama, as you would say. My one complaint is the only complaint I have is, can we please introduce robot refs? I'm tired of Sean Hockley being on my television. I don't care that he wants to, like, speak to America and tell everybody, oh, yeah, these guys were lined up just a shade illegally. So illegal formation here when guys are false starting all over the place, not throwing flags. Coaches are shoving players on the sideline, not throwing flags. Assistant coaches are calling timeouts when they're not allowed to, not throwing flags. Like, there are bigger fish to fry than a left tackle lining up a shade offsides, quote-unquote.
I said it at the start of the show. It is going to be so annoying. There's a clear directive from the league about that particular illegal procedure penalty, and they are going to be, if they're going to be calling that 5, 7, 10 times a game, it is going to be absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, but I think they're going to go the other way, Greg. Send a memo to the officials and be like, all right,
Lay off it
because people are going to be criticizing that.
I mean, first series last night, first play you had a warning, and then you had three direct calls on first series, right? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, and then like there was even one called on Rashad Bateman where they said he didn't like cover the tackle, and even Chris Collinsworth and Mike Tirico were stumped because they're like, yeah, this looks fine to me, and so it is too much. Dial it back. This is not like the holding penalties from a few years ago. You don't need to throw these flags. They're useless. Stop it.
Okay. Thank you, Shime. Curtis. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Non-sports briefly, but I would like to celebrate the great decision by the Georgia police in the aftermath of another despicable school shooting where the father of the child, who we don't need to name any of these a-holes, was charged with second-degree murder and four counts of involuntary manslaughter and 8 counts of cruelty to children. The house that this boy was raised in was chaotic, to say the least. There had been a divorce. They had known about these issues. The father purchased an AR-15 rifle. Whether he gave it to the son or the son got it is up for debate. But this is the only way we start to get some accountability and move away from this period of the last 30 years where every month, it seems, there are people being murdered going to school. So it is on the parents to ensure not only the safety of their child, that their child is not harming the safety of other children. It's very simple. And I know this is, people say, slippery slope. Let's go to the other end of the slippery slope for a bit. Like, we've been on this side of it forever, waiting for everybody else to do things. If your kid is showing signs of being in trouble, get them help. Mm. Remove guns from the home. Take responsibility. The issue with these kids is that they grow up in a house where nobody has responsibility or accountability. So start holding the parents of these minors to account, and hopefully we can start doing something about the absolute madness that's going on.
I think you're right, Curtis.
Good point. It all starts at home.
So the FBI came to the parent and said, your son is threatening to shoot up a school, and then months later it appears that the father went out and bought him a gun.
Mm.
So why would you ever, what kind of a parent would ever do that?
And we're going to get more.
One that don't need to be a parent. No. Yeah, we talk about it all the time.
And we're going to get into this more during the news, but family members are now speaking out, saying like they tried to get this boy help because he was living in such a terrible situation.
Great lead, Curtis.
Thanks.
And we'll get to more of that during the news coming up with Courtney at 7:45. The rest of this morning's leads next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.